Everyone would take their seats.
This is the one where they couldn't move.
Thank you. Could we have the next case, please?
Case number 9969, Brian K. Steele, west of Road 38, north of Road 222, being Lot 1 within Prime Hook Farms, Inc. Development, a variance from the side and rear yard setback requirements.
Good, how are you? What am I doing?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening, members of the board. I'm Bill Schaub, and I'm here with Mr. Steele. And although I'll let him tell you his story, I would like to give you a little background. I honestly thought this would be one that would be, given everything that's happened tonight, a very non-controversial, fairly straightforward variance request. But I understand there are some people here to at least hear what's going on. So I'd like to briefly explain. With the application, each of you has a copy of the survey showing Mr. Steele's home. What couldn't be done was put a plot plan with each application. And if I may show the board, Mr. Steele just bought his home in May from Prime Hook Farms, Inc. And they own, either individually or with others, approximately 300 acres of land, all surrounding on this side of the road, all out this way, all this way, and this way. The nearest residence to Mr. Steele, I believe, is the Turner's property, which is approximately a quarter of a mile away, which is down in here. Mr. Steele lives up here. Mr. Steele bought the property. When he bought it, it had a building, as shown on the survey, already on the property. Mr. Steele's a contractor. And after he bought the property from Prime Hook Farm, they then hired him to become the caretaker of all of their property. And that caretaking isn't just cutting grass, it's digging ponds and the like, which required him to purchase a significant amount of additional contracting equipment. And because of the expense of that equipment, what he needed to do was store it inside. And of course, the logical place to put it inside would be on his own property. However, the size of the building that he would need would be greater than 600 square feet. And if his building, storage building, is more than 600 square feet, it has to be 15 feet from the side and 20 feet from the rear. And it is his request that he be permitted to build a building of more than 600 square feet, but he is asking to use the setbacks for a building of less than 600 square feet, being five for the rear and five for the side.
Same one?
As indicated, there's no one to the right of him, there's no one to the left of him, there's no one behind him, there's no one in front of him. The closest home is approximately a quarter mile away. So it's difficult to believe how his building on his lot could adversely affect anyone. If I could have him testify as to the reasons for his application, please.
How you doing? The reason for the application is, one, because I had to purchase a lot more equipment to do the job that I've been asked to do. And the other purpose is, with the existing building on the property, it's hard to take a full-size tractor with a 20 or 30-foot disc and go in and make the proper turns to put the equipment in the garage. We do have a lot of other smaller equipment that needs to be stored in the garage, but predominantly the purpose of the building is for the additional equipment to do the job at hand.
And Mr. Steele, if you were restricted to a building of 600 square feet or smaller, would you be able to put all of your equipment inside that building?
Absolutely not.
Is there any neighbor to the left?
There's one neighbor approximately a quarter mile or more to the south side of me, which is in the bottom right-hand corner of that map.
And bottom right-hand corner?
Bottom left-hand corner of that map, which is the only one that's anywhere within three-quarters to a mile and a half circumference.
Okay. And members of the board, I'd like to point out that the owner of all the adjacent property has written a letter, and I believe the board has it, in support of this application, of course, which would make sense because it's really being The request is really being made because of the request by that owner for Mr. Steele to, you know, work for them. The variance itself is a little unusual. Certainly it's unusual for tonight in that Mr. Steele is doing things absolutely the correct way. He's coming to you, hasn't done anything, and he would like to get the permission to have the variance. As I said, it's a unique situation for this lot. But I think more unique is the lot in its location. It's very rare that you would have a lot that is so isolated in that it's surrounded by totally open lands of the party that has already written in support of the application. And yet it's unique in that such a small lot needs such a large building, but it needs that building to service, to do the work he does, but for the surrounding property owners. So one could argue that instead of adversely affecting any property owners, that his variance actually benefits the surrounding property owners as to his lot. It does not detriment anyone because anyone can say they don't like a building on a lot, but normally the objections one considers the distance from and what the problems be. And again, here I believe it's a quarter of a mile at least is the closest home to that property. And for all those reasons, Mr. Steele is asking that his variance application be granted.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a couple questions.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Any questions from members of the board?
Well, how come it can't be? Can you move it? You can't move it at all.
I can't move it.
Yeah, I mean farther in or inner.
No, because there's a patio there, and then there's an existing garage to the left. See the existing garage on the corner.
Yeah,
and the house is sitting catty corner. There's only like a 17 feet line to go in there. So once you go in, you're kind of limited on where you can go. And if the building's forced up closer to the other garage, I can't do anything with it. I have no way to get equipment in and out without it.
You're going to go right straight into the end of the building. By our drawing.
Building would be sitting approximately right here.
Okay, you're going to come in this area here. Is there your opening here?
Coming in this way.
This way, yeah.
Yes, this is a septic. Can't come in that way.
Okay, so you're coming up in here and here.
Come in this way.
Okay.
Except it was in the front, and I'm coming this way.
Just want to win this.
Okay, so you're coming up through here and right through here. Okay.
It's not showing on this tax
map. Showing the big. When did this get subdivided? Because our we have a tax map that doesn't.
I'm just going to show you, Mr. Schaub.
It's approved April 3rd, 2007.
Mr. Schaub. I'll give you the map. I'm
having
there.
Trouble locating it because we're.
I think the newest one does have it on there.
We're looking at like a 65 acre parcel, but you've subdivided what, four lots out of there or three?
Yes, three. Total four. The approval was for four lots, but only one has been sold. Prime Oak Farm still owns the other three, and in fact, Mr. Steele has a contract on the one adjacent to him. But yes, all this.
Can I have that back, Mr. Schaub? Okay, I'll put that in the record here. But I wanted to get that to you.
So you have said that Prime Hook Farms will consent to these two variances?
They have in a letter to the
yes.
Planning and zoning
and
office.
And there's no other properties there by it. There hasn't been any subdivided. There's not. Is there anyone down there with you by you that might have a ramp next to it by it?
Has a what?
A ramp, handicap property. Is there one close to you by that?
One, it's the one that's the furthest right of the corner.
How's this going to impact them if you build this building this size?
It's going to impact them at all. I'm over a quarter mile away from them.
Okay. All right.
And I believe that is down in the Turner property.
Tucker.
I said Turner. Tucker
property.
I'm sorry, yes. And the plot plan, well, it doesn't show it's so many miles, or it shows how many feet it is, and it's 120.
I guess it's this.
It's several hundred from the narrowest part of the corner. And to approximately where the house is, it's another 500 or 600.
Right here.
Approximately a quarter of a mile away. I mean, maybe
that's the closest person to that.
Yeah. Now, which lot are you?
One and two.
One and two? Those right there, okay.
Yeah, the Tucker family has also been notified on this because that tip of that land came within the 200.
Came within 200 feet. So that's like when you get 700 feet from or a quarter mile from them, they're in that 200 feet to be notified, right?
Right.
Am I correct on that?
That's correct.
Wow. I think the plot shows it a lot further than 200 feet, but I have no objection to them being notified, certainly.
Probably, yeah.
The reason they were notified is, I guess, when the application was taken, they didn't realize that it had been subdivided, so they did 200 feet from the big parcel Large that it farm. Showed.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it was done because Prime Hope Farms owns
everything,
all of this.
Right.
And so certainly if it was looked upon as being Prime Hope Farm land, that's certainly within 200 feet because it is contiguous to the Tucker.
Right.
But if you look at this and you have to read the chords and the arcs, I'm roughing it very quickly, about 500 feet to the closest point. And then
it's 427 feet to here.
The rest of the cat corner of this.
And it's my understanding that the gentleman here hunt ducks from a blind, a handicapped accessible blind, and which, as far as I know, couldn't be impacted by this variance application unless the size of the building somehow affects it, because it's just in that corner of that lot, which is nowhere near the blind, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
But
any further questions? Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I have that one letter in favor from Prime Hope Farms.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Will you keep them up, please? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay. Now, do we have a spokesman for the group, or all those that would like to speak, please come forward and be sworn in at this time? Got one in favor and 11 opposed.
Your name and address, please.
Don't forget.
Yeah.
Please. Take it in there. Take it in there. Please. Thank you.
Did you know? Hmm? Name and address, sir. You were next up.
Joe Larimore.
Yeah, but it has to be filed. No, I'll show you that.
No, but she just showed me the paper.
Oh, yeah.
Figured it out. 159 Hudson Road.
Oh, do I think the address are right together? I should stay down there on Sunday. I'll show you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Please. Excuse me.
Yes, just for the record.
Okay. 9489
13 Hudson Road. Okay.
Others wishing to speak?
A couple years ago, but it's going to be 5 feet out from 56 or 5 feet. And I look, you know, being 35 feet out. It's one of the same type deals. Appreciate it.
The address is 9000 Codge Road.
Okay.
Anybody else want to speak?
Give him a second. I don't think anybody realized this had been subdivided. I think that's a big misconception.
This is over 20 feet over.
That big parcel.
I think we had a little misunderstanding.
Okay.
Yeah, we explained that.
Okay. You need to be sworn.
Hold on.
Or you
don't go away yet. Any others wishing to speak that haven't given us your name, rank, and serial number yet?
I
just
don't agree.
Give the young lady your
My
name.
My name is Theodore Jones.
Okay.
97.
You can
speak.
I can't. If Wayne can speak first.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's all you need. Thank you.
All right.
It's up to you, bud.
Sir.
I think
sir.
Sir. Mr. Jones.
Name.
I'm sorry.
Anybody speaking?
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Okay. Please, guys, pick your order.
Please give your name for the record when you go to the
Wayne, board. You'd like to speak just maybe.
Yeah. He's at right there, sir.
My name is Wayne Carter. I'm executive director of the Paralyzed Veterans of America. We might have a misunderstanding here. Our concern was paralyzed veterans we've exhausted some monetary funds as well as volunteer hours to build an accessible duct blind at near this area. It was our understanding that it would be, by the state regulations, that this building would be within 100 yards of our duct blind. Now, what we're hearing here, that it's a quarter of a mile away from our duct blind. And in that case, we don't have an issue with it.
Okay.
Until there's a building built within that 100 feet and apply for another variance. We don't have a problem, do we?
No.
No, our only concern is the quality of life of paralyzed veterans and non-veterans that are paralyzed. We have three new members in Delaware that were paralyzed in Iraq, and they like to hunt this. Two of them already have. And our issue was to allow this quality of life to happen. But if that building is a quarter of a mile away, it doesn't affect our quality of life. You know, accessibility is everything to us, including that podium. Thanks for this. That's pretty cool. But if it's a quarter mile away and it's not within 100 feet of our duct blind, I have no problem with this issue, and I don't believe.
No, but I'd like to speak to him.
But he wants to speak.
I've been out there, and I've also had an inspector out there, and it is quite a ways away.
Yeah. Well,
now, okay. I didn't know about the 100 foot, but that's something that you just 100 yards. Is it 100 yards?
And a quarter mile, we're good. But as far as I'm concerned,
yeah.
Now, okay. Mr. Tucker, it's his property. He probably has something to say about this as well.
Yeah. And then I still want to tame him just for that, though.
I don't have to say
that. See the new subdivision. I haven't seen it yet either.
Yeah, I think there was a misunderstanding. I was in my yard maybe a couple of weeks ago, and Mr. Steele came up to me and on his four-wheeler and was telling me that he wanted to put a building in the corner of his property. The main reason was to get within 100 yards of my duck blind so we could not hunt it anymore. He didn't want us hunting there anymore. That's what he told me. So we was under an understanding that that's where this building was going to be.
It seemed like the problem stemmed from the fact that subdivision just didn't get on record.
Yeah, the subdivision just didn't get on.
Talk about being at the corner of the property, you know, 8 months ago it was out here, and now
out there,
it's,
right.
You know, it's clearly a different situation.
Right.
I have some aerial photographs. Could somebody show me where this is going to be?
Yeah.
Oh, you have them also.
It's going to be right there.
See, so I was understanding he was wanting to put it right here, and my duck blind is right there.
Yeah.
And that way these guys wouldn't be able to hunt.
Let me, Mr. Steele can come up and verify that. You're talking about right here in the corner of your property?
Yep.
Okay. And then your duck blind's down here?
Mine is here.
Okay. Okay.
And then we only from here all the way down. So this technically is within 100 yards of a public road.
Which is legal to hunt.
No, it's not.
Since
300 feet.
Since we're pointing at pictures that...
300 feet.
Since we're pointing at pictures, I know it's a little hard for the record to pick all that up, but I think it's safe to say that the applicant has verified that the location of the structure is well over...
We have no problem if it's over
300
yards.
Okay. 300 yards, is that what it is?
It looks at least.
As for duck
about
line,
a nine iron for you.
As for duck lines, buildings, and roads, that's an issue for Denbrick to address.
Okay, so what I'm getting here is, as far as we're concerned, and as far as you're concerned, I think that you have no problem with your building and our accessible duck line. Is that? Yes?
That's it.
Cool. Thank you.
So, in other words, the 11 in opposition is no longer in 11 in opposition. Is that correct?
Providing what we're seeing on print and pictures is true, yes.
Well, I think Mr. Burrell just verified that.
Well, and I'd like to point out, that's the only land he owns.
Okay. Now, there were a couple other gentlemen who
didn't get testified.
Stood up, and I don't know if they still want to speak or not. So.
But I said didn't get to speak.
My
My name is Joe Larimore, and my son Scott is one of the hunters. He has gone to a great deal of work and effort to build this duck blind, he and his friends. And the reason I'm here and the reason all these gentlemen are here is because of the statement Mr. Steele made to Mr. Tucker about the fact that he wanted to build it close enough to shut them down from hunting. That's why we're all here. And that's very mean-spirited to me to have anybody say something like that. And as long as it's clearly understood that this thing will not affect them, I'm not against it either, but I want to go on record as saying that. So thank you very much.
Thanks, sir.
Gentlemen, is it your understanding that it would be in sufficiently distant from your blind?
Yeah, according to the Denver records, as long as it is 100 yards from occupied now, would it be occupied?
That's considered occupied, I would say.
Okay. As long as it's within 100 yards of any occupied building,
right. So 300 feet.
We're cool. We're good with it.
Right.
We just want that quality of life. We're outdoor people.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, my name is Theodore Jones. I just want to, if I heard right, in the back, Prime Oak Farms own 300 acres. That's not so. Miss Davis's farm was, I think, 61 acres. They bought 20-some acres off the back of George Carey. They hunt George Carey's ground. They don't own the ground to the north of them, the Bennett Farms. Stevie Bennett deals that. And there is plenty of room in back of the house that he bought to build a 600-square-foot building. Why he would want it down along the creek, I would have no idea.
He's not building it on the creek.
He's not requesting it down there.
He's building it behind his house.
Behind it, okay, behind the house. But other than that, that's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. Is that it?
So the 11 now are not against it.
11 of you... Is that correct?
That correct.
You're all in favor of it now, the way it is on the record.
Or at least you're not in opposition.
I just want to say something. I was the one that got everybody together. I'm the one that got everybody together because I was told that that's what he was trying to do. That's why everybody came.
Sure.
We didn't know he was going to put it there, or we would not have had an issue.
Glad we could clear the air.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a good thing about it. We'll all learn. We should learn about what comes out of our mouth.
Okay.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, then Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion. We take case number 9969 under advisement.
Okay. That was second to that.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9969 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give you the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The gentleman's case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you'd like or call the office in the morning. Okay. Yes, sir.
Case number 9970.
Be careful.